feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Om Shanti. This is Dhyavyakt Murli. 25th November 2001. Acha. Those from abroad. The speciality of those from abroad is that they do whatever the fathers say instantly foreign. Foreign means instantly. Foreign. The fathers said it, and the double foreigners instantly did it. This is the sign of those from abroad. Is it right? Acha. So foreigners means those who do things instantly. Foreign. Foreign means Hindi. Foreign means now. At this moment, instantly, without any further delay, immediately. Baba says, this is their speciality. Order is given and they follow it. A dictate is given and they follow it. In today's Sakar Murli, at some point of time, Baba said, by following the dictates of Ravan, you have become impure. And you have followed his dictate immediately, instantly. So whatever Srimad, order, ordinance, dictate, commandments, suggestion we receive from Baba, they are charged with happiness. Every line of Murli is electric. It is charged with purity. That's why it has to be followed immediately. Postponement is dangerous. Postponement means dishonesty. Postponement means game. Postponement means playing games with oneself. It means mischief. Two Brahmin souls were sitting and chit-chatting, and they were discussing who is the most energetic Brahmin of these two. So the first Brahmin said, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and then I do Amrit Vela. After that I do exercise, I read Avyakt Murli, then I listen to the Murli, then I have my breakfast, then I go for a long walk, then I come back, and then I do my seva, then I have my lunch, then again I work, in the evening I do evening yoga, after that I do some gyan discussion, and then little more seva, and again I do yoga, and then I go to sleep. The other person asks, how long you have been doing this? He says, I will start from Monday. So postponement is double bind. On one side, you know it's very important, but then you say, I will do it tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. When you say that I will do it tomorrow, it means that you have not understood its meaning, the importance. Whilst you know the meaning, the importance, on one side, you say it's important, but then you don't do it. So that's playing foul play. That's being double standard. That's being dishonest. So foreign means those who do things immediately. Foreign. Baba loves such children. When you do something instantly, what thing you are doing, what virtues you are imbibing, inculcating, or expressing. First, I am told something and I do immediately. So first thing is obedience. I have given the proof of being obedient. Second, I am told something and I do instantly. It shows that I am not lazy, but I am active, alert, conscious. I am told something and I do it instantly. That shows that I am healthy and not sick, not ill, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Today Sakar Murli Baba said, Bharat has become blind. Scriptures cannot give you third eye of knowledge. Human beings are born with two eyes, but the third eye is closed. Human beings cannot make human beings pure. That's why they call out, O purifier, come and make us pure. Only the one Father can open the third eye of knowledge. People keep on singing. Which song? Which song? Song from today's Murli? Nain heen ko rah dikha. We are blind, show us the path. Path to which place? Path to the land of liberation. Path to the land of happiness. Bharat was once temple of Shiva, made by Shiv Baba. Now it is hell. So when I obey something, I show that I am healthy, physically healthy, intellectually healthy, I am emotionally healthy, and I am spiritually healthy, means my third eye of knowledge is open. I am active, alert, and not unconscious. Fourth, I am ready. Readiness. I am on my toes all the time. Ready to do. So that shows the active stage of my mind. To do it instantly means honesty. And to say that I will do it tomorrow, I'll do it soon, I'll start from tomorrow. That shows you're not an honest person, but full of schemes, plots, plans, cunning. So postponement is cunningness, and doing now is honesty. So when I am doing something now, whatever that comes in the Murli, I immediately follow it. I am honest. In today's blessing, Baba said, nothing should attract you from this world. If even a single thing attracts you, know that something is missing in your spirituality. You are not ordinary but alaukik. Nothing attracts me. Woman, you cannot attract me. Money, you cannot attract me. Man, you cannot attract me. Why this attraction? You know, in the principles of Brahmacharya, there's a woman. For a lusty person, the woman is the object of indulgence. For a tapasvi, she is dead body, corpse. And for a dog, she is nothing but flesh. The thing is same, but three different things to three different things. For a tapasvi, for a yogi, she is nothing but a dead corpse. For a dog, she is the flesh. And for a lusty person, she is the most beautiful creature and an object of indulgence. But where is the beauty? What they call love is nothing but exchange of two fantasies and superficial union of two bodies. This they call love, which in fact is not love but lust. Superficial union of bodies and exchange of fantasies. So when I do something instantly, I am showing the virtue of honesty. What else? I am capable, yes. I am capable. I am powerful. I can do it. I am not weak. So I am powerful. I am master almighty authority. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba said, check your faith during the times of storm. When the big storms come, the trees fall down. The foundation is uprooted. But in your case, you don't fall down, but you start shaking. The shaking of the faith is the shaking of your fortune, birth after birth. So check your faith. When the hurricane comes, when the tornado comes. So I am powerful, I am capable. What else? When I do things immediately, what does it show? I am told, I do. That shows my love, my passion for God. Do you have the same passion? Passion for meditation, passion to lead a highly pure life, passion to lead an extremely moral, ethical, elevated life? Do you have the passion for it? Junoon. Passion for purity. Extreme passion to lead such a pure life. Your passion for so many things, for play, for these, that things. People are so frustrated sitting at home without games, without sport. Why? Because they had passion for all the external things. They don't have passion for internal tapasya. Your tapasya should become your passion. Your tapasya should become your junoon. So, foreign means to do immediately. That shows that I am obedient. That shows that I am not lazy, careless, not lackadaisical in my attitude. That shows that I am what? I am not sick. I am healthy. If you tell a sick person, do this, he said, I can't even get up. I am so weak. I am so exhausted. There was a man who was doing some work on his laptop, on his bed. And his wife was beside him. She was playing on a mobile. So, this man who was sitting on his bed, his mobile was on the fridge. So, whilst he was playing on the laptop, he receives a message on the mobile, WhatsApp. So, he goes and sees the message. The message is from his wife. Please, now you are there, please bring a glass of water. Since you are already at the near the fridge. So these are lazy people. So to obey immediately, instantly, for it means I am not sick, I am not lazy, I am healthy, I am ready, I am energetic, I am active, I have passion, I have real love, I am honest, I am not double-minded. I am not in two minds. I am not confused. I am clear. I have full faith. This is the faith. The master tells and the disciple obeys. The master tells and you are ready to lay down your life. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba told 6 signs of those children, 12 signs of those children who have faith. And what was the 5th sign? The 6th was Balihar, the one who is surrendered, who do instantly whatever they are told. So, to follow, to obey, not to delay, not to postpone. Procrastination is the thief of time, they say. Don't procrastinate. Don't delay. Delay is danger. Postponement is dishonesty, cunningness. So, double foreigners means foreign, who do things instantly. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Achha, those from abroad, the speciality of those abroad is that they do whatever the father says, instantly, foreign. Foreign means instantly, foreign. The father said it and the double foreigners instantly did it. This is the sign of those from abroad. Is this right? Achha, Avyakta Murli, 25th November 2001. Om Shanti.